Everybody, Andy here again. Well, last week I won the lottery, you know. I've got one of those emails because what I do is I do the lottery online, so it saves me messing about and do it by direct debit, only a couple of quid a week. But what they do is they let you know when you win something. Now, I didn't really know how this works, you know. Would they let you know if you won millions of pounds? Would they just send you an email? They don't tell you how much you've won in the email. They just said, oh, we've got some good news, check your account. Well, as you can imagine, that happened to me last Sunday morning. I got the email and I thought, your brain starts going, doesn't it? Because it's not happened, although I've been doing this for a while. I've never won any money at all. It's quite good because they actually check it for you, so you can't miss out, I suppose, as some people do. And you hear these stories about unfound tickets with millions of pounds worth of funds on there, you know, and these poor people have either lost their tickets or whatever it might be, never checked them in the first place. So I wouldn't want that sort of thing to happen. Who would? But I suppose if you don't know, it's a different matter. But anyway, so you get the email and you think, oh, right, I wasn't going to check it straight away because I had things to do, and I thought, all right, I'm not going to tell anyone because you never know, do you? As I said, I didn't know at the time what the process was. So you're thinking, well, is it going to be £10? Could it be? It could be any figure. I had no idea what the jackpot was. Usually it's around about 4 million or something like that. And you think, all right. So you're wandering around and your mind starts going. I'm sure we've all played that sort of game. We've already all done that sort of thing. Where we think to ourselves, what would I do if I won the lottery? You see lottery winners in the paper and, you know, however much that they've actually won. And you think, well, if that was me, what would I do? And we all probably think, I know I certainly haven't, I doubt that I'm alone. You think, well, how much money do I need to sort of sort me out, you know, pay off the mortgage or to make me nice and comfortable, maybe give a little bit to people and charities or whatever it is, you know, the sort of minimum figure. And then you start fantasising if it was a million, 2 million, 4 million, 10 million or 100 million, as some people have won, which I'm sure if it gets 100 million, you don't have to think about anything. But you start thinking about that type of thing. And I thought, well, I don't know. So eventually I checked. And sure enough, I won £10. You know, that's the way it goes. So all those fantasies went out the window for another day. But last night or this morning, I got another email. Yes, 2 weeks in a row, I've actually won. Once again, it turned out to be £10. But this time, I didn't think about it. I thought, I know it's going to be £10. And if it's any more than that, great. You know, the sort of novelty have worn off, the excitement have worn off. But I think what actually happens now is that up to a certain amount of money, they automatically just tell you, and then you get another email, as I did today, saying that they were going to pay it into my bank account straight away, which is what I didn't get last week. I didn't get that email straight away. So I had heard that if you want a load of money, you know, into the millions or something, they're not just going to suddenly pay that into your bank account because, you know, things would go mad, wouldn't they? Your bank would go mad. You'd probably wonder what on earth was going on. So over a certain figure, probably in the thousands, they actually have to speak to you. But you never know, do you, what's going to happen. So now I do know. But I just wonder how many of us have had those emails, and it sort of made the heart go a little bit of flutter, as it might do. Now it doesn't, because I'm just going to presume that it's going to be £10 as today, and if it happens again. But I did read yesterday about, because of the way that the recession's going and people are a bit down in the dumps, losing jobs and money's not what it used to be type of thing, but more people are actually playing the lottery. I was actually in a shop the other day and I saw some old guy who must have been in his 70s get 20 scratch cards. I've never bought a scratch card in my life, I don't think. All I ever do really is the lottery, occasionally the Euro lottery. But this person bought 20 scratch cards, and you see people buying this type of thing. I suppose it's like a legalised type of gambling, isn't it? But supposedly more and more people are doing this now because we're all hoping, as I suppose I am as well, that one day that £10 might have a few more noughts on the end. We can live in hope, can't we? But I suppose if more people buy tickets, the jackpots go up. I don't think we're quite as bad over here in the UK as I've seen in other countries. For example, in Spain, they have whole shops dedicated to selling lottery tickets. They have an enormous lottery that goes on around Christmas time. And when I've been out there in August, they're already selling tickets for this enormous Christmas lottery that they do. And you have stands in the town centres and the village centres and with purely selling lottery tickets and tobacco, I suppose, as well. Maybe they sort of double up as like a tobacconist or a newsagent that we've got over here. But you get people walking along the streets with whole loads of scratch cards and lottery tickets. Not quite the same over here. So it's not just in the UK. We're all hoping for that little bit of lady luck to come along and send us an email or to tap us on the shoulder and say, "Hey, Andy, look, you want some money." Now, one day, it could be me. Hopefully sooner rather than later. Anyway, I'll leave it there. Thanks for your time. I'll speak to you again soon. Goodbye.